introduction, but my brother said, everybody know you, get up and go speak. Can you imagine? Is that the way to treat your elder? Praise the Lord. God is good, right? Everybody know me by now, right? I always bring a sense of humor to, not that I'm being disrespectful in the house of God, but I always like to see people smile. Yes. If I was to ask you this morning, what is on your mind? What would you say? What is on your mind? Are you satisfied with what's going on? Are you satisfied? Are you comfortable? Are you feeling comfortable? I'm not talking about sitting down and cushion pews. I'm talking about with everything that is happening around you. Are you feeling comfortable? Are you looking for better things? Well, I have good news for you this morning. Praise the Lord. A few weeks ago, we have seen something in this country that we have never seen before. Anybody know what I'm about to talk about? What is it? No, not the six-year-old. There was one of the biggest delay and cancellation in American history. Your ticket, you pack your bags, you get to the airport in time. Would be, you realize that it said your flight had been delayed for an hour. And you look again and you saw that your flight had delayed for two more hours. And you keep watching and you see more flights began to delay. It is Christmas. Your mind is at home. I'm going to see my loved ones. Then you look at your flight and you don't see delay anymore, you see cancellated. How do you feel? Maybe you were not there, so I can't ask you. But for some, that must have church, it's kind of be the same way. Some had believed that God had taken too long. And so they become discouraged and even don't want to be a part of I hope that's not our case. God that we are waiting on will not cancel his coming. That we have this hope. This hope that there that oh Father, as we wait, I pray to God that we may wait patiently, that we may assurance, knowing that we should help others and encourage others to of your Holy Spirit, may come now and just occupy each mind. We may taste and see that you're good. We beg and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I hear Brother Linval said something in his prayer, and that was my introduction. But the title of my sermon, the so keep waiting. I want us to go back to the scripture reading that is taken from Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 25. The question have been asked, Lord, when are you coming back? And what are you leaving so that we can know that you are coming back? What assurance are you leaving with us so that we can know that truly you are coming back? And this is what Jesus said. And in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distressed of nation with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for the looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and coming in the cloud. Began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree on all the trees, when they now shoot forth, he sees and know that, and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise he, when he see these things come to pass, know he that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall be assurance. And take ye to your and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray all and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Surfing the net. How much time do you spend surfing the net? A lot of time, more than reading the Bible. We need to pay attention because the devil gonna use a lot of things to distract us. Being distracted by these things, it take up a lot of time. Without you even knowing that you have been consumed before 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. And before you start reading one passage, you start to sleep. We have been consumed by the things of this world. But Jesus is saying that when you see these things, you know, the war that is going on between Ukraine and Russia, it seemed like it's a distant away. Is it really? Do you know that they have missile can come over here? Oh, you're not thinking about that, right? Because America gonna protect you. Anything can happen at any moment. How are we truly living? Are we living knowing that this world is coming to a close? Or are we believing that tomorrow is? For those people that were packed and ready to go at the airport, they didn't know that there was a storm coming. They had made a plan, you know. They didn't know that all their flights would have been either delayed or been canceled. Just the other day, we learned of one man overnight in this world. Well, we still banking here, right? We still believe that tomorrow gonna be a better day in America or in our world. I want to tell you that the only surety that we have is what Jesus had promised. That as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he is coming. When we first began, signs of the time, the waves are roaring in California. Brother Mark, you know you should be preaching religious liberty, but you stop. I don't know why, but I'll bring out some of the religious liberty. In California here, we just see a lot of strange things happening. First, they were suffering from one of the greatest drought ever. The atmosphere of the time. As strange as they may seem, God have a plan and a purpose in them. The problem is that we are not paying attention to the word of God. And the things that are happening is not for us to be afraid. It is for us to say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. But we are troubled because we are not ready to go home. If we were truly ready, we'll be celebrating that the signs of the time is in harmony with what Jesus had said. What is going to keep us focused? What is going to come to us that will remind us that this is not our home? Somebody mentioned that a 6 years old have shot someone. Can you imagine? When we were 6 years old, we don't even know what a gun. Fire a gun. Or discharge a gun. We didn't know anything about those things. Signs of the time. What a time to be living in and think that we're going to be a better days. The only better day that is coming is what Jesus Christ has promised. No man can fix our world. And you know what? Why we are in such a great trouble? Because we are trying to denounce God out of everything. And we are not. Are more involved in the activities of this life than preparing for the kingdom that is to come. And when I say we, I mean all of us. About you, I'm talking about all of us. Our priorities are not where it's supposed to be. But God is still merciful. You know, according to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, it said that, where is the Lord? Where is he? We have heard, Brother Linval, that he's coming from before we were born. Where is God? God is waiting for you to take a stand for him. That's why he has not returned it, because he loves you so much. He does not desire you to be lost. He wants you to be a part of his eternal kingdom. This is why he had not returned as yet. So deem it a privilege. And the time that have been allotted to us, let us use it wisely. Trying to encourage others that doesn't know that the kingdom of God is at hand, to let them know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King, is coming back soon. In the Psalms, it said that the King of Glory shall come. The question is asked, who is this King of Glory? I'm here to tell you that it is the Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory that is coming back soon. And when he is ready, he will come. And he will.
today as is your last day. Make your preparation for today. And if tomorrow should come, you know that you have not lost everything because you were still making preparation just in case there is a tomorrow. But live as God's people, knowing that everything is lined up with scriptures. $12 billion go overnight. Okay. Have you ever seen a stack of money that would be $1 billion, much less $12 billion? Where could that? My brothers and sisters, let us bank our treasures in the kingdom of God. We have been warned that, you know, rust and things that we are banking here is not sure. Sure. And the most and important thing that we need to give is our lives, that God may record it, stick to your name, that belongs to God, no weapon that form against you shall prosper. No one can pluck you out of his hands. My brothers and sisters, we need to put our house fortunately, just like those that were at the, we are overconfident that we got everything under control. Nothing is in control by you. Everything is under God's government. We have a great future. If we are in violation, their bags were packed. The flight was on time. 2 hours early. And then some of them were 3 days late. Some of them never make it home. And you know the sad thing? Some of their luggages were lost. They didn't find them until some, I see one lady said that her luggage was found at some dump. Can you imagine the discouragement and the, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that if your flight is booked upon King Jesus, you will go home. But wait for your flight. Wait, and when you hear the angel said, he's coming, make sure that you are preparing today to hear that sound. For too late, the Bible said, shall be many cry. There was a gentleman. There was only one you would take the train, right? But there was a certain bus that passed at a certain time that go to the city. And everybody coming, where are you going? I'm to this. Oh, you need to go home. The bus is not coming. And to walk back home. When he was a certain distance, Brother Lindwell, he heard. You see, he was encouraged by someone to leave. Encourage him to leave back home. Just wait a little longer. He would be on that bus. I want to tell you this morning, don't. Try. Wait for your king. He's coming. I can just imagine the disappointment with this man. Oh, if I didn't listen to anyone, if I had just waited a little longer, I would have made it. Throughout history, there are so many who had started on the journey, but someone came along. And so they had given up. There was a father who had the. They all grew up in the church. And after a while, one of the son decided, all of them, most of them left the church, but they came back. And one of them wanted to have anything with God. So the father was dying, and all of them came to say goodbye to the father. And as the father began to bless them, he blesses those who have the same faith that he had in. The son that was not walking and. And he. Ask the father, why did you tell everybody else, I'll see you later, but you say goodbye to me? The father says, son, you see. People that will be in the last days. And Jesus classified. You see, when we look they graze in the same pastures. They would look alike. Hearing come around. So they have to be a separation. And so it. Jesus Christ will have to be separated from those. In Jesus Christ's righteousness. It happened not because God did not make provision for all of us, but supper and had invited everyone to be a part of this supper. And they would find And even so, Jesus said, because they had denied my invitation, I'm asking you to tell everybody to come. My brothers and sisters, while Jesus is waiting for. Tell everybody that there is room in our Father's house. And a sister came to our church, and her name today again, you know, so we recognize that. I saw one of my sister came all the way from Bristol last week to be in prayer meeting. God is looking for us to renew God is not there. Brothers and sisters, we have to live faithfully. Witness is not faithful, then we are false witnesses. I am sure that Jesus promised that he will come again and nation rising against nation, the waves unstable here, the famine over here, great migration of people. Well, I think we are moving and looking for the wrong city. Temporal suffering must be relieved. Let us not lose sight upon what is the greatest and the realest, the King. Brothers and sisters, we are let us revisit the word of God. Let us go back to the promises of God. Let us hold fast to the promises of God. Let us tell others about the promises of God so that they can prepare themselves. Come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The church need an awakening. Our eyes need to be fixed upon the eastern skies. That's why Jesus said, lift up your head when you see these things. Be proud that your king is coming. Brothers and sisters, the time is now when we should be going out and telling others that the kingdom of God is at we are ready. Today is the Sabbath. Prefer you prepare. We are basking in his care. Let us remember to encourage others to get ready. Your visa is ready. Make sure that you have your ticket in time. This world, home. This world is not our home. We are just Jesus Christ is coming soon. For some of us who are a little bit older, we did not, but we are seeing to encourage this world that is sitting in darkness, enlightened by the power of God's word. The word is transformed, it renewed, it's empowered. It gives new life. Nothing else can do that but the word of God. I don't know about you, but I don't see much hope in this world other than the hope and Jesus soon will come. I pray today that as we listen, that we may purpose in our. For the Bible said, when you search for me with all your heart, you shall find me. I am praying that we may be searching for Jesus. Then we will not know where to go. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life in you. And so his coming will not mean anything to I pray that by God's grace and his mercy,